now, let's connect. Here's your host, WATD's Jeannie White.
Hi, and welcome to Connect. My name is Janae Giddens of Ultra Life Coaching, and I'm filling in as guest host for Jeannie White today. Today I have two dynamic women for you to get to know. Jamie Ross of Fat Cat Design, and that's a graphics design firm, and Mary Ellen McCarthy Rogers of Tree Frog Marketing, which is a PR, marketing, and communications firm. Welcome, Jamie and Mary Ellen.
Thank you. I am so excited
to have you guys on as guests, and welcome to the show.
We're thrilled to be here. Thank you for having us as your guests today.
Thank you, Janae.
So I'm thinking we should just jump right in to a business announcement that you have.
Absolutely. Thanks, Janae. Mary Ellen and I are here today to announce that Tree Frog Marketing, a PR marketing communications firm, and Fat Cat Design, a web and print graphic design firm, are partnering our two companies as of today.
Yay!
Yeah. So what exactly does that mean? What is the Tree Frog Marketing Fat Cat Design partnership all about? Well, it means we'll be coordinating web and print design services with marketing strategies and event planning to bring our clients one-stop shopping. Or it could work the other way around, merging Tree Frog Marketing's event planning and PR media resources with Fat Cat's web and print design, offering a full spectrum of services where clients can literally pick and choose the exact tools and components specific to their needs in order to achieve optimum results. Everything under one roof, so to speak.
I am so excited for both of you. This is great.
And it's great for the general public, because
they'll be able to utilize those services. I can actually personally attest to the phenomenal job that you guys do. I think you're both great in your area of expertise.
Thank you.
Jamie, we met, about 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Two years ago. And I had hired you to design my website.
UltraLifeCoaching.com.
And then you ended up doing my business cards.
We did some advertisement when you were published in Aspire magazine.
That's right.
Yep.
That is absolutely right. And, you know, I get so many compliments on the cards, on the website. Everybody thinks it's just gorgeous.
Well, you know, as we've said, it was truly a collaborative effort, and the success of our projects that we've worked on together were because of our collaboration, because of your input and your participation.
And your genius. And Mary Ellen, we met about a year ago, I want to say.
It was about a year ago. I had the pleasure to sit down and work with you in a brainstorming session.
Right, exactly. I was trying to make my take my business to the next level, right?
And correct.
You came up with, a million or so fantastic creative
ideas? I think
ideas?
Together we came up with a zillion creative ideas, and that's pretty much our goal, is we want to work and brainstorm with the clients so we can produce solid marketing strategies and ideas.
Absolutely.
And I think we did that.
Yeah, oh, I definitely think we did that. So thank you so much for all of your
help.
It was
my pleasure. You're easy to work with.
You guys are wonderful, as I said.
Thank you.
And the two of you partnering basically means that people that hire you are going to get everything and more than they can even imagine.
Absolutely.
That's the goal.
There we go. So talk to us a little bit about some of the services that you're offering as a partnership for prospective clients.
Well, what we offer clients is a comprehensive marketing plan, or we can provide the client with individual tools to meet their requirements. And some of the services we offer include event marketing and planning for trade shows, lunch and learns, corporate meetings, and we develop sponsorship programs. We also focus on strategic services, which is very important. We help the clients with their branding, their messaging, their corporate identity. We help them launch new products or new services, and we try to come up with very creative programs and promotions. And that leads us to our media and PR planning, which consists of public relation campaigns, writing press releases, and we coordinate publicity for trade shows and events.
Great.
And in addition to that, we also develop corporate communications in the form of marketing collateral, whether it be web or print, brochures, newsletters, online identity creation being website design, redesign, development, web hosting, search engine optimization, or in simple terms, if, for example, a client has an upcoming event, not only can we provide the planning and PR media services for that event, but we can also coordinate with design services for signage, marketing collateral, mailers, invites, you name it. And likewise, if a client is launching a new company, a new product or service, and needs a new or redesigned website or a mailer or a brochure, for example, in order to introduce that product or service, we can augment our web and print design services with media publicity to further enhance the client's launch for the best possible results.
And we also offer communication assessment and campaign evaluation. And what that means is we review with the client the current communication pieces and strategies. We want to ensure clarity and consistency in messaging throughout all their marketing materials.
Great. Okay. But now, do clients have to need both marketing and design services in order to hire you?
Not at all. Everything we do is custom tailored to each client's needs, so they can literally pick and choose whatever components and tools they need to achieve their marketing goals. It's all up to them.
Wow, that is a lot of information. And so just in case people might have missed some of it or need some more details, why don't you tell us how they can get in touch with you?
Sure. Fat Cat Design, my website and online portfolio is www.fcatdesign.net. My email is jamie@fcdesign.net, and my phone number is 781-679-0747.
And you can find Tree Frog Marketing at www.treefrogmarketing.net. Now remember, it's .net. We use the net to catch our frog friends, so it's www.treefrogmarketing.net. My email address is mrogers, and that's M as in Mary Ellen, R-O-G-E-R-S, at treefrogmarketing.net. And I can be reached by the telephone at 781-545-9125.
Great. I'm sure those phones will be ringing off the hook.
Wonderful.
Maybe we should get into a little bit about your backgrounds. Jamie, can we start with you?
Absolutely.
Okay. I know that you earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in the late 80s sometime.
Yeah.
And you earned it in psychology.
Uh-huh.
So how do we go from psychology to graphic arts?
Yeah, well, while I was in college, I was a freshman in college working toward my psychology degree, and I was taking a drawing class. It was a required class, and I hated it. It was complete torture. 2 days a week felt like forever, and I just couldn't stand it. Well, my art instructor at that time took me aside, asked me what my major was. I told her it was psychology, and she said, you need to change your major to art. And I said, why would I want to do that? I hate art. That's awful. So didn't change my major, obviously. Got my degree, ended up going into psychology for a couple of years, worked in the field, and I quickly realized that if I ever wanted to either make any kind of money or enjoy my career, psychology was not for me. So I kind of got out of the psychology field a little bit and did a few different things and discovered, to my shock and dismay, that I actually did have an interest in graphic design, lo and behold, and realized that I really wanted to break into the field, but I didn't have any formal training at that point, so it just sort of remained a distant dream for quite a while, and I worked in various jobs for a number of years, but continued to explore design on an informal basis. And at one point, about 10 years ago, I was actually given a great opportunity by my employer at the time, who actually needed some entry-level design work done in-house, and he promoted me to a position where I could start exploring design work, and I took that and I just dove right in. I went back to college part-time, I took courses toward a design degree, while working full-time, gradually gaining more and more experience, learning more and more, doing more design work in my work and in school. Mm-hmm. I identified with a mentor, an instructor that I had at the time, a great designer. Talked to other designers in the field, printers, anyone who would give me the time of day, and continued learning and gaining more and more experience until I learned enough to get to a point where I could pursue design work exclusively. And so I did that in February 2006. I cut the cord with conventional full-time employment and launched Fat Cat Design.
Yay. Yeah. And here we have you, which is wonderful.
Yep, it's been great.
Okay, wow. So a little over 2 years you've been in business.
Yes.
Now, that's not a long time to be in business, and yet you are a major success. So what do you attribute that to?
It's uncanny that being such a young company, Fat Cat Design has been so successful, and I've just been busy, busy, busy. And I guess I just attribute it to maybe timing. Timing was right for me. Karma just seemed to kind of work out for me. I attribute it to a very supportive husband. Great contacts that I have, great colleagues and clients who give me wonderful work, a lot of support, word of mouth. And I also actually attribute it to a very timely interview in the Patriot Ledger when I first launched Fat Cat Design. I actually had been sending them like a gazillion press releases, and I think they probably did this as an opportunity to kind of get me to shut up. And they get me to shut up because I ended up being so busy, I just sort of left them alone. But and I love what I do. That definitely helps, which kind of reminds me of a quote that Mary Ellen pointed out to me by Confucius: choose a job that you love, and you'll never have to work a day in your life.
So fantastic. True. Absolutely. That's what I want to do. And I'm very grateful to the Patriot Ledger, because had they not printed that article, I would not have found
that's
you.
That's how we found each
so,
other. Yep.
There we go.
Absolutely.
Mary Ellen.
Yes.
You also have a Bachelor of Arts degree.
I do.
That you earned in 85.
Yes,
and
85.
It's in political science. Now, come on, ladies. Political science to
psychology
marketing
with
for
Jamie.
20 years. Okay, so what?
Well, my story is, ever since I was young, I aspired to be a lawyer. So the natural course for me was to head to Washington, D.C. and study political science. And then in my junior year of college, I interned for a law firm, and I said, uh-oh, I don't think this is the field for me. So after graduating from college, I had a great opportunity to take a job as a marketing assistant at an energy management company, and it clicked. And ever since then, there was no looking back. Marketing is my calling and is in my blood. And over the past 20 years, I've been extremely fortunate to have worked with some amazing companies that have given me a tremendous opportunity to grow my marketing skill set, my role as a marketing communications professional. I've been able to create and launch marketing programs and tactical communication plans for Fortune 1000 companies. And I've worked with major retailers in developing merchandising strategies and programs. And for me, the greatest reward is to just see these programs come to life and know that the client is attaining their marketing and sales goals.
Well, I have to say your passion shows.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So what would you say that your mission is with Tree Frog Marketing?
Well, I would say my mission with Tree Frog Marketing is pretty much to turn my clients' visions into reality by developing and implementing marketing communication campaigns with specialized programs, promotions, and public relations, an effort to create product identity and mission awareness for the client.
Okay, great. So do you guys mind sharing how you two met? And then, you know, how you decided to do the partnering.
Sure, yeah. We actually worked together for about a year, Mary Ellen.
Yeah, about a year.
At a local firm doing marketing and publicity, and I was doing design. And after I launched Fat Cat Design, Mary Ellen stayed at this company. But we continued to work together periodically in a couple of different mutual projects. And during that time, I kind of gave Mary Ellen some very gentle nudges to launch her own company, because
yes.
I just identified that she had this passion and this skill, and it was just what she needed to do, and it would be just the right thing for her. And it just, the timing was not right for her, and, you know, and that was okay. However, the spring of 2008 rolled around, and the timing was right.
It was right. And our partnership really did develop a few years ago, working together at a local firm. And then after Jamie left, I had the opportunity to continue to work with her on some client-specific projects. And yes, she was gently nudging me to telling me there's a world of opportunity out there. And a year later, it just felt like the right time. So I took the plunge, or maybe I should say I leapt, and launched Tree Frog Marketing and partnered with Fat Cat Design. And I think this quote by Valclay Havel says it all. Vision is not enough. It must be combined with venture. It is not enough to stare up the steps. We must step up the stairs. Mm-hmm. And I finally decided to start stepping up those stairs, and it's been wonderful.
I love that quote. It's
perfect.
It's absolutely
perfect.
It really speaks to having a dream and setting a goal and then finally going for it.
Yes.
Which I love, of course. And so, you know, when I started my business, biz, plural, I was absolutely terrified. Still am, I guess. What about you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Terrified, scared?
Scary. Yes. Scary.
Intimidating.
It's part of the process.
Right.
But it is worth it. It actually makes it more worth it, I think. And anybody who's thinking about starting a business or businesses and they're just not quite there yet or they're scared, just do it. And if you're not ready to just do it, you know, today or tomorrow, keep the dream alive by thinking about it every single day. Do something toward that goal every single day. You know, think about your company name, your strategy, your logo, your tagline, your marketing collateral, your client base. Get the support of friends, family, colleagues around you. Talk to other people in the industry. Ask questions. Find a mentor. And once you do make the leap or take the plunge, tell everyone, because it's all about networking. And every colleague, every contact, every email, telephone call that you run into is a potential lead. And it's a process.
And I think having, for us, the partnership adds so much value on so many different levels. We bring talent in different venues, yet the components work hand in hand to help our clients be successful and actually making their dreams a reality. And I would recommend building a team whenever or wherever possible, or at the very least, look for a mentor, a coach, or some sort of advisor. I think having a sounding board and a support system
is very
priceless.
Important.
It is priceless.
Definitely. Well, it is obvious that the two of you complement each other's work pretty
well.
Thank
you. We do.
And I think it's kind of funny that you both have animals in your names.
It is an animal farm.
How in the world did you come up with such cute, creative names?
Well, I think that was my goal for Fat Cat Design. That was really my goal. I wanted it to be cute and creative, and I love cats, obviously. And I wanted something that was kind of reflective of the quirky, whimsical, the fact that this is my dream job, and hey, it's a lot of fun. And the name just popped into my head, and I knew at that point that was it. That was the name, and there was no other question.
Well, for me, with Tree Frog Marketing, my husband nicknamed me Frog many years ago. I don't know why, but the name stuck. And at our home, we have a fish pond, and the tree frogs love hanging out there. So with Jamie's business name being Fat Cat Design, I really thought about tying in frog somehow. Yet, I was a little hesitant. I was going back and forth. So I performed a couple of informal focus groups.
Of course.
Of course, the marketeer in me. And the quirky name of Tree Frog Marketing went out, hands down. Or maybe I should say webbed feet down.
There she goes.
There's that creativity.
And I think it's just perfect, and it's an excellent fit with Fat Cat Design.
It really is.
Definitely.
Yep. And we had a lot of fun sort of developing the graphics that go along with it.
Yes.
And the tagline.
Yes, so I've seen those graphics. Yes. They're very, very cute.
Yep.
Very
exciting.
So, you know, maybe we should talk a little more about the partnership and what clients can expect.
Sure. Well, you know, we offer one-stop shopping. We offer a team approach. You essentially get two principals of two different companies for the price of one. And we want our clients to achieve optimum results, and we want to make that process as easy as possible for them. And we're both, of course, passionate about what we do. We love what we do, and that contributes to our creativity and our productivity. And again, we do support and complement each other very well. And by doing so, that makes each of us more creative individuals and better business owners, and therefore helps us provide our clients with services that are that much better.
And I think we know that we add value as a team, and that as a team, we bring many cutting-edge ideas to the table. We provide forward-thinking and compelling programs. We always want our clients to be one step ahead of their competition.
Mm-hmm.
And our approach is really to go in and listen, and then develop a marketing plan to communicate either their message, their product, their service to the market. We create and execute marketing campaigns based on the client's needs. Our strategy is to ensure consistency and clarity of their message and its delivery, enabling them to increase sales and awareness of their business and company.
Great. So what industries have you guys worked with?
Well, I guess if you look at our portfolio,
it's diverse.
We have dealt with nonprofit entities, environmental companies, green, sustainable, high-tech firms, engineering, food and beverage, the financial planning industry, and human services. So it runs the
gamut.
The
gamut, absolutely. Yes. Definitely. Wow. So can you share with us anything about maybe one of the clients that you collaborated on?
Sure. One of the last projects we just finished up was an international coffee certification organization. Fat Cat Design started working with this client in March. I was assisting them with preparation for an upcoming trade show that also entailed the client hosting a major award event that would honor several of their national and international customers for excellence in quality and sustainability in their industry. And this client very much wanted to leverage this major event and raise visibility in the United States, which made it a major undertaking. And I tapped into my girl Mary Ellen for her expertise in event planning.
And I hopped right in. And together we planned and designed and executed a very successful event celebration. And a lot of it involved recycled printed material. We designed invitations, brochures, signage. We also launched an electronic mail campaign and a PR initiative. And we created some really interesting VIP gift bags for the event attendees. And we utilized event sponsors to help offset the costs of these materials. We also designed highly original and creative press kits that were also made of recycled material. And I have to say, they flew out of the media room at the event.
The press room.
They asked us to go back and make 50 more. Our goal is to actually brand our client's company and everything we do for them. And we're always trying to think cutting edge and what will it take to get our clients recognized over the competition. And so for this event, part of our client's messaging is to protect the environment. So that's why we opted to use recycled material wherever possible. And together we were able to think and execute out of the box, so to speak, and achieve our client's goal of making this an extremely successful event and getting major visibility and media coverage.
And the end result was it was a huge success for the client and also for
yes.
our partnership.
Yes,
I can imagine it was because you guys basically thought of everything.
Yeah.
It was
a lot of work and
it was fun.
And the result speaks for itself.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. So we have people that listen to the show that are outside of Massachusetts. Do you offer services outside of the state?
We can work with people anywhere and everywhere. With today's technology, web, email, we can work with anyone.
Wow.
Yep.
And actually, this client that we were just talking about, they're from
The Netherlands.
Amsterdam. And just a little story. We were shipping their booth, actually, from Amsterdam.
And to Minneapolis.
To Minneapolis. And somewhere along the line, the logistics company was unsure of the booth's status.
Oh, no.
So, you know, working together, we put auxiliary plans, A and B, in place to make sure that the client would at least have something there.
There would be a booth. No,
maybe not theirs, but a booth.
Maybe not theirs.
And then we leveraged our partnership by tag-teaming the logistics company. And lo and behold, the booth was stopped briefly in customs. And it actually arrived to the show early. And this was something the client really
never needed to know
about or worry about. So our planning, we take the worry out of the planning, and we allow our clients to focus on more important things, growing their business.
Go the extra step, go the extra mile, and the two of us together, that logistics company, delivered.
And early.
So your clients don't ever have to worry about anything.
That's
because
the goal. Let them worry about what they do. We'll worry about what we do.
Right. You guys think of everything.
Yep.
My God. So, again, folks, I mean, I really wasn't kidding when I said a million ideas were generated. you know, and it was really the three of us that were working together and literally a million ideas. That's what you do. And you think of every angle and everything that
we brainstorm, put everything out on the table and kind of take a look at all the ideas we have and run with it.
And we research your competition so we know what we're up against and how we can be that much better than the competition.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
And again, what more can people ask for when they're looking for design and marketing and growing their business? And that's really the bottom line. Can grow people's business.
And why should the client have to go to company A and then themselves have to coordinate with company B for two separate services when they can just let us work together and do all the work?
We're a boutique, one-stop shopping.
Exactly.
You can get everything, or you can get customized components, whatever you need at that point in time to achieve your marketing goals.
Right. So it's a menu, like you said before.
It's a menu of services.
You can pick and choose what you want, but also know that because the two of you are on the job, it's all going to get done.
Absolutely.
What more can you ask for, folks? So, tell us again, just in case people missed it, how do we get in touch with both of you?
Fat Cat Design is on the web at www.fcatdesign.net, and my email is Jamie, J-A-M as in Mary, I-E, at fcdesign.net, and my phone number is 781-679-0747.
And you can find the Tree Frog Marketing on the web at www.treefrogmarketing.net. And remember, it is net. We use the net to catch our frog friends. And my email is mrogers, and that's M as in Mary Ellen, R-O-G-E-R-S, at treefrogmarketing.net. And I can be reached via the telephone at 781-545-9125.
And the other piece that I wanted to add is that our two websites are linked. If you get to one, you can always get to the other. There's a link.
So you don't have to worry that if, you know, you want to reach Mary Ellen and you get to your site, Jamie, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
And our goal is when we initially meet the client, you're going to get both of us.
We'll go together.
We're going to come together and
as a team.
As a team, because we perform better that way. And we provide better skills and talent.
And again, we do feed off of each other. You know, Mary Ellen is great for my creativity and my productivity, and I think probably likewise.
Absolutely.
You know, just together we are better business people, and we provide better services to the client as a team.
Yes, we do.
Definitely. I love you both separately, of course.
We love you too.
Thank you, Janae.
But together, you know, obviously you do come up with more ideas because you're feeding off of each other, like you said.
Yep. It's a great mix, a great partnership.
It's been great from day one, and there's been just signs along the way that just, you know, tell us this is what we were meant to be.
This was meant to be.
That's right.
Okay. So
I think I just want to give a shout out to my husband Bob and say happy anniversary. Tomorrow is our 1 year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Oh my goodness. Congratulations.
Yeah. And I want to give, even though you're sitting right across the table from me, a shout out to you, Janae Giddens. You do a fabulous job as a life coach. I've utilized your coaching services on a couple of different occasions, and it's just uncanny how good you are at what you do. You're very, very talented.
Thanks.
And I also do want to give a quick shout out to Jeannie White. We miss you. We love your show. Thank you for having us on remotely.
And if we're shouting out, I want to shout out to John and Pat. Thanks for all your support. I want to shout out to Janae sitting right across from us for having us as her guests and helping so many with her inspiring life coaching abilities. And lastly, a shout out to all my friends at St. Francis.
Yay.
Keep up the good work.
Excellent. Well, thank you both very much for being here.
Thanks, Janae.
Yes,
thank
I know. You. We do miss Jeannie, don't we?
We do.
We do.
Yeah.
But she couldn't be here today, but, you know, she'll be back next
week. She's with us in spirit. Yes.
That's exactly right. We couldn't actually be here without her. So
that's true. Yes. That's
a very
good point.
Big thank you for Jeannie, definitely. Anything else that we want to say before the end of the show?
I think we covered a lot, huh?
We did cover a lot.
We did cover a lot.
Do you want to go over our contact information one more time, just in case people want to get in touch with us?
Yep. Again, Fat Cat Design. You can find my website and online portfolio at www.fcfatcatdesign.net. My email is Jamie, JAMazonMaryIE, at fcdesign.net. And my phone number is 781-679-0747.
And the Tree Frog Marketing is located at www.treefrogmarketing.net. And remember, it's the net we use to catch the little frogs. And my email is mrogers@treefrogmarketing.net. And I can be reached via the telephone at 781-545-9125. Thank you.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the show, but I want to thank you both for coming and sharing your wonderful news.
Thanks, Jeannie.
And if anybody missed your contact information, they can get it at Jeannie White's website. Right?
Connect with JeannieWhite.com.
Connect with JeannieWhite.com. You got it. Or by going to the WATD website and going to her homepage. This is Janae Giddens of Ultra Life Coaching, and it's been a pleasure to fill in for Jeannie White, and she'll be back next Saturday at 10:30. Thank you so much for listening.